show and welcome. This is the episode number 9 of The Astronaut Nature. Thank you so much for returning here and thanks for your time and collaborations, knowingly or not. Your presence at the other end of this social experiment is making this whole thing richer and definitely clearer, I thought you should know. Today's installment is one that I have been waiting for a while. Didn't know how it would come to be, really, but here is. And my belief is that this is going to be a two-part episode because it's asking for it. That's why. All right. You're listening to The Astronaut Nature. The episode's name is 50-50, 50 times 50. And I have to underline it as a blueprint episode, the before and after one, or two, since it's a two-part delivery. The reason why it is special, its content refers to something that could redefine everything. The way I see the subject is a real possibility, give and take all the minor differences or variation of whatever interpretations of an evolutional concept we'll get there. But I can only say right now that it is something that's been always in the core of our best dreams, and also, of course, in the distortion of the existential, how do I call this, conflict of interests that exist in any domain where polarity is the monopoly dynamic that determines all the others. Something like that. Back to reality, or whatever this is. Reality, until this point, has been among many aspects, like an accelerating train of an almost permanent sensation of a wake-up call. You know what I mean? A wake-up call in relationship to pretty much everything. I've been told by some people that a few years ago, 5 or 6 approximately, they felt like we have switched dimensions to a more bizarre form of reality. And I don't blame them for the description, because I sort of felt it too. But regardless of any dimensional switching, what really matters to me is existence and perception. A brain is a no-brainer. A brain that can be washed. What is a brain that can be washed? It's a washable brain. Sounds like a property if you think about it. You need a brain to think about it. You know, the whole metaphor of brainwashing is just a series of other things. And there is no such term in science. There is not a valid term that sounds like brainwashing. I believe that what we are referring here is the influence that we know exists. There is the influence and the conditionated behavior as a result of extreme and very specific circumstances. In that case, we will not find a lot of an intellect at work. Therefore, brain activity is confined in that particular instant to survival, perhaps, or manifested in stupidity from the point of view of comparison. When we say that someone, or in our own experiences, a life has been lost to drugs or addictions of any kind, what I hear is whatever was happening before that was not interesting enough to keep that vessel of perceptive consciousness satisfied. And the natural curiosity and the spirit of exploration that is in our essence took the attention somewhere else. The rest are details. Undeniably, we tend to gravitate to more interesting, more intriguing, more entertaining and enjoyable aspects of everything. And sometimes, dwelling with the normalized and all-encompassing everyday imbalance, we find ourselves in what we could qualify as a terrible mistake. This can give us a hard time, sure, and also a perspective for the next behavioral response. Or it can kill us. Either way, lesson learned. Or not. Yeah, that's that. Sure, it's not that simple. I know, trust me, I know. But nothing is. And at the same time, simplicity is always an option if that is needed or what we are looking for. There is a lovely and basic interaction with very simple and very common everyday circumstances, objects and events, etc., that keeps company to our sanity, keeps it somehow in a way that we could understand ourselves. We are finding out that being practical is the key to be enlightened, and that the one individual we are really getting to know minute by minute is oneself. That's it. The topics of science, spirituality, mystery, fate, religion, politics, lies, truth, right and wrong, and so on, are pieces of the same puzzle. One that is ruled by powerful semantics and rechargeable attributes that can only be described, deal with me, as a form of alchemy. But only if you have enough sense of humor to play a little with that idea. Nothing too relevant, not another conversation starter or anything like that. However, the cultural influence, the regulated fear, the vocational stomaching, the honorable morality, and the despicable list of the, what's the name, unthinkable, and everything else that makes us a little similar and a little different, or a lot, in any of those points of comparison, can be recognized as a program type of evidence of the program. Of course, when I say that it looks like a program, I mean it is a program. Culture is a program. There is absolutely nothing intrinsically wrong with that. It's just the way something works. And it's showing us that things work. Well, if you don't think that programmation is useful, think about this. Our entire biology is a series of routines and subroutines that we really want to keep running, as mechanically and as rhythmically as they need to be. So, I mean, if you don't think you are a biomechanical something, well, let me ask you, when was the last time you used the restroom? And when was the last time you did something that your biology was telling you to, and there was no negotiable things or any argument about it? You just had to do it. So that's the mechanical part on our biology, and it works really well. When it works really well, it works really well, and we want to keep it like that. So the whole thing is nothing but a difference of semantics. Semantics is what gives that extra credit to any particular detail of whatever we can describe or communicate through words, through signs, through whatever way we used to communicate. We can accentuate importance and decrease relevance and all that. And when I say we, I'm referring to the entire human race, in every direction of time and place, per se. So what the heck am I talking about here? Excellent question. This is a question that can only be answered with another question. Let me ask you one question then. And when you answer, I want to know who you are, what you do, and all that. Just in a brief type of description, and then what you think about the main topic of the question. So let me ask you this. If you were in a situation of finding out that something has changed so dramatically that now you have access to different ideas and different possibilities as a person, and you were confronted with the possibility of not necessarily dying or aging in the way we classically know that to be, what would be your answer? If someone offers you to replenish yourself every 50 years, sort of like coming to a place where you can literally be the result of every single thing you have discovered within those 50 years of life as the best of the best in your own experience. Mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever you want to call it, the whole package. If you were able to redesign yourself fully, meaning if you were to become the person you want to be every 50 years, would you say yes to that? Because this would be also considered to be in the department of the optional things that we can do. What would be your answer if I tell you, okay, you're 50 years old now, or maybe 50 something. Have you considered the possibility of replenishing yourself? You could say yes, or you could say no. Maybe you could say, I don't want to, and just continue with the things as they are, as we know them now. But if you were to be able to change in that particular way, and physically maybe show the best that you have known in physicality, would you be interested in such a possibility if that would be an option? I know it sounds a little bit of a rhetorical type of question, assuming you're gonna say yes, of course, and considering that to be a possibility for every single person, even the person that is way older than 50 years old, the possibility of regaining everything they think was the best of their presence in the physical side of the story, and also mentally, because ultimately every mood and every aspect of our sensorial, intellectual, and sentimental capacity is due to a certain chemical reaction that we can trigger if we want to. We could forget about things, we could consider that because it's not the first time, you're not the first to go through a lot of things that you've been through, you don't have to be in the same way as other people, and you could be the first, one of the first to change that. That would be something new. It would become a common thing, but probably you could be invited to be one of the first generations that have access to such thing. And I'm not talking about surgery or anything like that. I'm just talking about process based on the intention of your desire. Something that you can do because somehow the cultural programming has changed. Would you be interested in such thing? Would you be willing to say, yes, I'm interested? And would you be willing to tell me why would you be interested in such thing? Or not, you don't have to. You could say yes, yes, it's fine. But if you wanna tell more, if you want to tell more about why would you do that and why do you think, I can tell you why would I say yes, because so far everything I know is this. I don't have any memory previous to this or anything. So yes, I will totally go for prolonging my time in this particular existence because it's the only one I know and is already. It does exist and it is not a rehearsal. This is it. And logic tells me this is what you know. Do what you have to do with this. So, what would you say? That's the question.
Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Andrea. I am from Los Angeles, California, and I am a teacher, a DJ, an energy healer, artist, and a lot of other things. To answer your question, if I had the choice to redesign myself every 50 years, I think that I would say yes. I think that if I had the option every 50 years, then I would probably rethink that every 50 years. There might be a time when I come to a point where I want to leave my physical body and move on into just the spiritual world. But I think that having the opportunity to extend your physical life is definitely appealing, and the chance to redesign yourself and connect to your highest state of mind, highest state of consciousness, and have realizations mentally, spiritually, emotionally, I think that can only help us in the afterlife. So I would love to have that opportunity to do the work that I need to do to evolve, to be the best that I can be in every sense, to be more compassionate, to just fully realize all my talents and to be able to give back to society. And just the thought of being at the highest state of mind and not aging and going through that process excites me, because it makes me feel like there's endless possibilities, that I don't have to think about aging. I don't have to worry about that process, but just know that there's ample time to continue to evolve. So that is my answer. Thank you.
All right. My name is Pablo. Rodolfo and I, we've been friends for ages, and you sent me this question. I don't know why my first feeling when I heard the question was no. I guess I'm a little over the human experience a little bit. So why the tricky part is like it's every 50 years. Maybe we all did it before and we don't remember.
I would like to see what's going on after.
But so, on the other hand, I just feel like do a couple of times, or maybe once, I'm not sure. I think if I do it way too many times, I will get bored. It depends on the state of mind and the situation you're at the moment, you know? The concept of time and how everything is our reality really is, right? When I decide to say no, maybe I open another reality when I say yes. So I don't know if I can answer yes and no. It all depends on the moment you're going through. I won't say no right now. Probably another time I'll say yes. Life is an interesting journey, and could be a good thing to experiment just once, maybe. I'm interested in knowing a lot of stuff, and I don't know if through our mind and body staying here, we can find those answers. So I guess that's it. Cheers.
Thank you.
My name is Justin Timothy Hill, Los Angeles, California. I am a creative, sonically, visually, and cosmically. To answer your question, I would choose the ability to regenerate, because in doing so, I would have the ability to see the infinite possibilities of this realm through a peak and perfect, or perfect for me, scope. There's beauty in the unknown, and people fail to acknowledge that even though there's routine in living in this realm, we only miss the mystic and unknown things because we get caught in the day-to-day routine of doing mundane activity.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Frederick. I am a 50-year-old happily married gay man living in the suburbs of Montreal. I am Quebecois. I do identify as Quebecois, not as a French Canadian or a Canadian, more of a Quebecois. I am currently holding a position in the police department of my municipality. I am a 911 operator and a police dispatch. I've been doing this work for the last 12 years. As you know, when I used to live in Los Angeles, I was not doing that kind of work. It's been a complete 360, if I can say. When maybe once in my lifetime I would try to hide from the authorities, law enforcement. Today, I am part of it. And I do enjoy myself in that line of work. It's very rewarding, stressful, and at the same time, quite pleasant. I do laugh a lot, and I do enjoy teamwork, trying to solve things or come up with solutions to other people's problems. Very rewarding, as I would say. But that's another story. I've had many lifetimes. Even in this one lifetime here, I've had a few reincarnations, a few different periods of my life where I did things and then stopped and started something completely different, completely new. And then these different stages of my life, I've had fun, I've had difficulties, I've had friends that I've completely lost touch with. I've fallen in love and fallen out of love. I've acquired goods and things, and then I got rid of these things twice already. Now I'm in my third installment of material accumulation. I do have a little house now with a backyard, a husband, and a cat, and no turntable, no sound system, no loudspeakers. I seem to be enjoying a different type of lifestyle now, a different pace. You will find me all summer long riding my bicycle, playing tennis, going for long walks, and enjoying myself as much as I can. And you will find me in the winter cocooning inside the house. And although with the pandemic, I started taking long walks in the winter and doing yoga. So I'm hoping I will continue on this path of trying to stay healthy and staying sane as I begin the second half of the century of life, which is mine. Though I really doubt that will make it to 100. And to answer your question, I thought about it and then I really decided that it was a no. If I had the opportunity, not necessarily start again, but to rejuvenate or regenerate or reset, whichever word you'd like to choose, I would not regenerate, press reset, or restart, and taking with me the baggage of knowledge and experience to try to continue on or improve on or just to try again at life. And the reason is that sort of philosophical essay we're doing together here reminded me of the Homo Deus book, Yuval Noah Harari, the Homo Deus vision that he has of the future where man and algorithms sort of join to make the future of Homo sapien. We would become Homo Deus. And I think regenerating every 50 years, having a chance to regenerate, rejuvenate, reinstate, reset, makes me think of that concept. And so to continue, I would say no, because I do understand. And I like to dream of utopia and, oh, I would only do good and only good would come out of it and we would become much a better race or much better people or just me, a much better person. But in reality, we cannot just decide who gets to rejuvenate, to regenerate, reinstate, reset, restart. The chance would have to be given to everybody, whether it's through technology or spirituality, if it was given, God given to us, or if it was created by humans for us to experience and develop as a technology, then everyone would get the technology. And if you think of everyone, if you think of everyone having access to that same opportunity, I think negativity and evil would take over in the sense that the religious extremist would utilize that opportunity to develop a greater hatred. And right wings and the hateful people and the close-minded people and the people who are just thinking differently than I and are living with different values, I think that it would just create 10 times fold the difficulties for people like me and you. And I do not want to spend 50 more years or 100 more years or 150 more years or 200 more years having to fight an uphill battle against a greater and greater evil and greater hate and greater mass of people wanting to destroy my positivity and my creativity and my love for humans, my love of others, and my love for myself. So I do believe that in the end, evil would win. And on that grim note, I wish you the best of luck with your project. And I hope you enjoy your working and cutting and re-piecing and readjusting my words. With all my heart, Rodo. Bisous, bisous, mucho bisous. Bisous, 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 bisous.
Bisous, bisous, bisous.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom.
I'm originally from Massachusetts. Had crazy parents that followed a preacher to North Carolina. My dad sold the house that he built just to follow this fucking culty piece of shit. They ended up getting into jail. So there's drama with my family in North Carolina, and my mom ended up taking a job in California, which was more drama. She never got paid. Yeah, ran out of money, and my dad had to go back, sell everything, and we were keeping Californians ever since. So I ended up getting in the rave scene. I was in Orange County, fucking hated it. Republican stronghold, a bunch of pieces of shit that, you know, they expect you to be like just like them, all of them, you know, conformity, fuck that. Ended up in LA because of the rave scene and ended up getting motion graphics and, you know, broadcast designs, a little bit of visual effects. Yeah, visual effects and so forth and just, you know, doing all that. I was in LA for 26 years, but COVID kind of like forced some changes and I ended up moving to the San Bernardino Mountains, the local LA mountains.
Yes, absolutely, I would replenish.
I would want to do that anyway, but I'm dealing with an illness, basically. It's like long COVID. And it's from something that happened 5 years ago. It was like a perfect storm between two bad medical issues that kind of came together at the same time. I almost died from it. And now I'm just so out of it. I'm weak, can't think straight. I get confused. I ramble. I already feel like my life is over at 52. Well, which is actually 5 years ago, it already ended because I haven't been able to do anything I love. It's just killed everything, you know, like I don't have the energy to enjoy anything. Moved up here to these mountains and nothing feels real. I'm in a weird place. So, fuck yes, replenish, of course. There's so much I wanna do. I want to live hundreds of lifetimes, you know? I'm not done. I feel like I'm just figuring out how to do well in life and figuring out how to, like, be a little more financially stable because I've really been terrible at that. So anyways, everything is difficult. It's hard to work everything. So absolutely, I want to replenish. But also, I don't want to not exist. I don't buy into this, oh, you just get, you know, tired, you know, life is just getting... It's just boring, whatever, you know. No. The reason you feel old is because your body is fucking dying and you don't have the energy. So if you were truly replenished, you would all of a sudden be like a younger person that has all this gumption and ideas and creativity and want to do all these things again. It would be back. And I would be back. The old me from my 20s. With a fire in his belly, would be back. And I want to be part of the solution. So right first off, I'd want to get into, you know, the climate, trying to solve the problems so we actually have a future to live within. So here, you know, like our future is perilous at the moment. I ascribe to like the Carl Sagan and Drake's equation kind of thing where, you know, we have a 1 in 10 chance to survive in technological adolescence. And they kind of put that in a period of about 100 years or smack dab in the middle of that. And yeah, I think there's only a small chance that we're going to survive as a species because it's not just the climate. It's also nuclear war. I mean, what kind of new technologies are we going to be able to use to destroy ourselves with? And it's going to get to where somebody can make that shit in their fucking garage and blow up the whole fucking planet. So, you know, there's a whole ball of wax right there of an arena of ways to get involved to try and help humanity survive. And then if we do that, then the options open up. Then we have the options of, like, exploring the arts and the sciences, getting out there into the cosmos, you know, settling other planets, visiting other star systems, you know. Maybe we'll even be able to figure out warp drive technology, do some Star Trek shit. I want to see how humanity thrive and see if we merge with AI. I'm so into science fiction and all these possibilities of the future. I want to see how it works. I want to stay alive. I want to see how this happened. So I want hundreds of lifetimes. Keep replenishing me. Yes, sign me up for the next 200,000 replenishes. I'm good.
But
there is no such thing as a replenish at 50. It's not going to happen, and I'm going to fucking die. And I am not happy about that. So, yeah, that's where I'm from. That's what I do. I still do these graphics and just working on what's next. Hope that helps.
Okay, this is it for now. This is the end of the first part of the exploration of this topic. We'll be coming back soon, and we're gonna enjoy the second part of this 50, 50, 50 times 50, part 2, and I will be with you guys in a few days. Just keep your eyes and ears open for good news. We're actually doing something really good here. We are increasing the speed of good ideas. And you know what happened when you... And you know what happened when you... And you know what happened when you... And you know what happened... When you give an idea more speed and more layers,
clarify.
It becomes what we call reality. So,
thank you.